This earth belongs to God. Chris, this is one of my favourites of all your hymns. Which came first, the words or the tune?
For once I can be clear, and for once I can say it was the music. That doesn't often happen, but we were looking, when we were living in Poplar, East London, at some popular classics that we thought could be used in praise of God with Christian words, and this was one that came to mind.
The tune being?
The Trumpet Voluntary by Jeremiah Clarke. Now, the one snag is the tune has got three main parts, but they're not all within the human voice range. So I've used two parts, which some purists think is cheating. But nevertheless, it has proved acceptable by many musicians as well as authors and churches. And it was published in 1980 and sung quite widely in that form.
Now, Chris, the original psalm and your hymn version contain some questions and answers to them. How can we best express that when we sing them?
Well, I think this really does bring the whole congregation to life, because you can say one half could sing the questions, who may go up the hill of the Lord, as in the psalm, and the other half give the answers. And generally, if there's more than four people there, you can divide the singers into two.
Right. Unfortunately for this reading, there's only two of us, not much of a congregation, but Sue and I will do our best to bring out the question and answer structure. This earth belongs to God, the world, its wealth, and all its people. He formed the waters wide and fashioned every sea and shore.
Who may go up the hill of the Lord and stand in the place of holiness?
Only the one whose heart is pure, whose hands and lips are clean.
Lift high your heads, you gates, rise up, you everlasting doors, as here now the King of Glory enters into full command.
Who is the King of Glory? Where is the throne he comes to claim?
Christ is the King, the Lord of Glory, fresh from his victory.
Lift high your heads, you gates, and fling wide open the ancient doors, for here comes the King of Glory, taking universal power.
Who is the King, this King of Glory? What is the power by which he reigns?
Christ is the King, his cross his glory, and by love he rules.
All glory be to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from ages past it was, is now, and evermore shall be.